documentary by Frontline with the New York Times. Shaila Dewan is the criminal justice editor at the New York Times. You can go to democracynow.org to see all the links. 10 o'clock tonight in your local area on PBS. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Dina Guzder. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us.
More than 30,000 people have cystic fibrosis. This deadly disease affects both the lungs and esophagus, causing the mucus lining of the lungs and esophagus to become thicker. This makes it harder to move. Scientists currently know very little about cystic fibrosis and even less about a cure. Making a donation of any size could save a life. Please visit www.cff.org or call 1-800-344-4823.
If a disaster struck right now, what would you and your family do first? Would your kids know what to do? How would you get in touch with them if you're separated and your cell phone isn't working? Don't wait until a disaster strikes to figure it out. It's your responsibility to make a plan for you and your family ahead of time. To learn how, take our readiness challenge at nyc.gov/readynewyork or call 311 for information. Brought to you by the New York City Office of Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
Earthworms are invading. Sound like science fiction? Creepy crawlies are moving into northern forests and affecting nutrient retention in soil. We'll dig deeper on today's Environ Minute. Peter Groffman of the Institute of Ecosystem Studies says North America is colonized by invasive worm species that bring profound change to the soil.
Now, if earthworms come into a site like that, in 2 to 5 years, the forest floor just disappears. You don't have that thick organic carpet.
The worms can also affect biodiversity and a forest's ability to take carbon out of the atmosphere and store it in the soil. However, Groffman says you can help curb the invasive marauders.
I would encourage people to be more careful with earthworms and other invasive species and to be alert for changes in the forest. Early detection is really key to environmental problems.
The Environ Minute is made possible by the Heinz Family Philanthropies and the Heinz Endowment. Learn more by visiting environminute.com.
Packers.
Vikings.
Red State.
Blue State.
We come from different places.
Uptown.
Downtown.
We come to different conclusions.
Half empty.
Half full.
But no matter how different we are, we're all connected, and we can all make a difference. That's why United Way brings people, expertise, and resources together to improve the education, income, and health of our communities, the building blocks for a better life. When we live united, our efforts, magnified by others, add up to real change. Children succeed in school, families gain financial stability, the health of our neighbors improves, and suddenly, so do our communities. But real change won't happen without you.
Live united.
So let's look beyond our differences.
Live united.
One by one, let's make a difference. Let's reach out a hand to one and influence the condition of all.
Live united.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Sign up today at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Attention, attention. Calling all families and friends who know alcoholics. If you are deeply saddened by their alcoholic actions, now it is time to take your own actions to get yourself some help with these feelings of depression and realize that you are not alone and are not crazy. Visit www.alanon.org anytime you want during the year, as our doors are always open to those who desperately need us. Remember that there are countless people who share the same exact frustration as you. So log on to our website now for more information, and please learn to enjoy life, because as the old saying goes, life is precious. Attention, attention. Calling all families and friends who know alcoholics. If you are deeply saddened by their alcoholic actions, now it is time to take your own actions to get yourself some help with these feelings of depression and realize that you are not alone and are not crazy. Visit www.alanon.org anytime you want during the year, as our doors are always open to those who desperately need us. Remember that there are countless people who share the same exact frustration as you. So log on to our website now for more information, and please learn to enjoy life, because as the old saying goes, life is precious.
You think you're invincible. I started out taking 1 to 2. I ended up taking 7 to 10. nothing goes the way that people expect it to go. You don't remember things you're doing. Your body hurts. You're just worn down. With ecstasy, it was like one day I was healthy and had an immune system, and the next day I didn't. I would wake up sometimes, like, shaking. It's physically painful. Once I hit my absolute bottom, emotionally and mentally, I just wanted to die.
A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free New York and America.
Jessica.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson. Is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out.
Oh my God.
Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook. It's 3 minutes, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thank you, Stony Brook, for your incompetence and getting us into this building. It's time for Off the Wall.
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you?
Are you ready, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you?
I was ready. I was ready before, or when we first got here. I promised I wasn't going to complain about this, but man, this is ridiculous, folks. It's ridiculous. They lock us out of the building. You know, they make us buy these cards so we can get into the building, and they don't program the cards, and we're standing outside for 20 minutes trying to get into the building, and yeah, we sound all flustered. In fact, you might notice that a lot of people on the radio sound flustered because they've been standing outside for a half hour. You know, and lots of times we can't get the attention of anybody. And come on, Stony Brook, get your act together. We pay for these damn cards, and just let us in the building, program them so we can get in. It's such a ridiculous
locked
thing
out indeed
to have to worry about. We've got these nice studios, we've got things at work, and we're locked out.
Locked out indeed.
How stupid do I sound complaining about this? But man, you know, we get here early, we prepare
a
show.
Yeah, it's a weird scheduling system,
and it's
the summer, it's the off season, so
somebody doesn't know how to press a button on a computer.
Running at reduced services here.
It's a weird
Stony Brook
scheduling system, and it's the summer, it's the off season, so. I forgot the grappling hook.
Running at reduced services here.
I could bring my lockpicks. I could bring my lockpick kit. I could scale a wall or something like, you know.
I forgot the grappling hook.
I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to, but, you know, it's.
Yeah, what,
this
if,
is radio.
What if no one
this
was at
federal.
The controls?
This is something that, you know, supersedes anything of a local nature.
Yeah, what if no one was at the controls?
It's our responsibility. We have to keep you informed as to just what's going on outside.
We've been seeing
right
this
now,
week by week.
The place surrounded by geese. And, you know, that's something to be concerned about.
Goslings.
It's true.
Yeah.
No, when you walk up to the place, there's geese everywhere.
We've been seeing this week by week.
We saw them when they were little, goslings? Is that what you call little geese?
Goslings, yeah.
A goggle of goslings? I don't even know what the right word is. But we saw them, when they were tiny.
It's a cool
And now they're big,
nature.
And they've still got their parents with them. And there's something like 75 geese out there. And you don't want to mess with them.
It's a cool little nature exhibit.
I keep thinking maybe there's some way we could
watch
use the
door
geese
or have them
to
like
get past
put the pressure
lock
on the
absurdity. 2 months this has been going on.
I don't know. How
Two
would
months.
We do that? Have them like watch the door or have them like put the pressure on the
system's not working.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would we do that?
We got to figure something out.
You have to look a little closer.
Well,
at some point, folks, you have to say the system's not working. All right, and we're saying that a
well,
lot.
Well, the fact
lately.
That like we have
but
a system,
have
it just goes to show that it's like a symbolic
work, and we have to fix
thing,
it.
Right, like we have to make security a theater we've talked about, or
well, the fact that
or these,
like we have a system,
security measures that are just
like a symbolic
for show. Right, it's a facade. That was the word I was thinking of. At any rate, that's fine. I mean, they can have various levels of functionality, but
it should feel better.
Facade.
Mm-hmm. They also should, since it is a system,
I mean,
be able to be maintained. And part of that would be like a clever thing. Like, maybe we should just have a secret radio station door, and that's the door that all our cards work on.
Part of that would be like a clever thing. Like, maybe we should just have a secret radio station door, and that's
okay,
the door that
we had
all our cards work
You know what
on.
Else would be nice? A key. Like, old fashioned days.
We had
to give keys out to the people that needed access.
We did.
We
traded.
Don't do that anymore.
Other
because now we live in the modern age.
Past problems for these
except
problems.
Except they don't program
and
it, so
yes,
you can't
the programmability,
do anything.
It's there,
we traded,
but it's not it's not currently serving us.
Past problems for these problems. And yes, the programmability, it's there, but it's not currently serving us.
No. As long as humans are in charge, somebody's going to mess up someplace. And the question is, how badly are you affected when they do that?
And appreciate that
technology
yeah,
you can be affected
are
really
designed
bad.
To,
something
yeah, to be
to
set up properly. And that's all we're trying to do here.
And appreciate
we're just trying to set up a radio station.
To be set up properly. And that's all we're trying to do here.
I've held my tongue for so long on this issue.
Set up a radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. You know, working our asses off up here, building this place, getting
back.
It working
over your
great.
Head.
I mean, you know, this microphones
over your head. 9/9 and 9/10, a Saturday and Sunday
in
September.
I see Benefis back. It's over your head.
Everything's over my head, Kyle.
That's right. That's the day before 9/11. Katie's of Smithtown.
September.
Well, that's when
is hosting this fantastic event.
That's right. That's
and
the day before 9/11.
There's other stuff going on too.
Right. Katie's of Smithtown.
Yes.
Is hosting this fantastic event. And there's other stuff going on too.
In fact, right here at Stony Brook, this is something. As long as we're talking about what's going on here at Stony Brook, amazing event starts this week. The Stony Brook Film Festival starts on July 20th, runs through the 29th at the Stoller Center for the Arts. In fact, Finn, who comes on after us, is going to have
we're probably going to take in some of that. We've already looked through some of the offerings.
Features on
just
on
one other thing about Benefest.
That's a lot of fun.
As it sounds, we're probably going to take in some event of that. We've already looked through some of the offerings. So just one other thing about Benefest. WSB, as it sounds, an event that supports
Dash
the station.
Yes.
Benefest. So, check that out too.
It's also
all one word. WSB.
Benefest and Festival. It's here we did there. We merged the words together.
Dash. Bene. Is it? Fest.
And where is it?
All one word. .com. Katie's of Smithtown. In Smithtown.
Which, do you know Katie's of Smithtown is supposed to be haunted?
Is it?
Yeah. Apparently, if you go down into the basement, there's some kind of a spirit down there. Or that not everybody sees, because that's how spirits are. Not everybody sees them. But there is, you look it up, there is lore about this locally. So I think it's kind of cool that we're having a benefit.
That's really
concert
cool, though, because we bring all of these wonderful listeners and community members and supporters.
That's really cool, though,
because we bring
their
spirits. All of these
wonderful
drink spirits
listeners
with
and
the spirits.
Community members and
what's the URL for that?
We bring their spirits.
Yes, touche.
Drink spirits with the
spirits. That's right. That's go ahead.
If I can,
what's the URL for that?
I want to preclude your promotion with my promotion again. Mm-hmm. Go
yes,
back to the Stony Brook Film Festival.
That's right. That's go ahead.
Okay. So, for instance, on the 26th, Wednesday, I'm just picking a film at random. Here's a film called Laura Gets a Cat. Yeah, Laura Gets a Cat. Written and directed by Michael Farrell. Laura is a 30-something unemployed writer living in New York City and struggling with adulthood. She has a weekend boyfriend she can't commit to, friends who seem to have achieved their dreams, and a vivid imaginary life she uses to run away from reality. You know, this is probably most of our listening audience could fit this description. I don't know if that's the kind of film you'd... You want to escape reality. And, well, she wants to escape reality too, but this is our reality as people who want to escape reality. So I don't know if that's really effective. But it sounds good. Sounds good. When she starts a new relationship with a coffee shop barista, real life proves too complicated and she tries to act.
Oh, this is the last straw.
Veteran stage actress Dana Brooks shines in this funny.
You've done it. Oh my God.
And that's the other thing, folks.
Oh, this is the last straw.
Who is the idiot around here who keeps plugging in the damn phone? There.
You've done it.
Unplug the phone. Now we have no phone.
This is it.
No phone.
You've done it.
You can't have a ringing phone on the damn radio station. Oh, boy.
Can I mention?
Deep breath.
And you can't turn it off while it's ringing. That's the other great, amazingly programmed thing we have here. So you have to unplug it.
Can
and
I mention,
I'm going to forget to plug it back in, and now we have no phone. Because I'm going to forget to plug it back in, and we're going to go a week without realizing what's wrong with the phone. Until somebody posts on the mailing list what's wrong with the phone, and I'll say, oh, I forgot to plug it back in. And then people will say, Emmanuel, why do you unplug the phone? And I'll say, because it rings on the damn air. And it makes me look like an idiot. And I'm already bitching
about
the card.
And we were just trying to have the conversation, you know? We did a little cultural enrichment. And we were just trying to have
We need the benefit.
You know,
the geese are on patrol.
I'm trying to promote the
what?
Film festival. You're trying to promote Benefest. We're all trying
no.
to talk about the geese.
We need the benefit. The geese are on patrol. Isn't
what?
It D&D?
I unplugged that phone.
Oh.
How did
oh,
that
no.
happen? Do I have to smash the phone? I'll smash the phone.
Isn't it D&D?
I will smash
yeah,
this
I'll just put it in the trash
a million
can.
Pieces. I will do it.
In the hallway? All right.
There. Look, it's not even connected to anything yet. Here, take it.
Yeah, I'll just put it in the trash can.
Put it in the hallway.
In the hallway? Or...
My God. The things we have to contend with around here.
And it better not ring again somewhere.
Put it in the hallway. I want to make a statement. And when people see the phone in the hallway, not connected to anything, and it better not ring again somehow, then they'll start taking note. This is the last in our series of programs here at WUSB. I don't see how anyone can tolerate us after this.
Not yet, Dog
yeah,
Days. I did jump the gun on Dog Days a couple weeks ago.
It's been nice
ago.
Last few days. It's a little warm.
Yeah, it can't be in July.
You know?
We celebrated.
Not yet, Dog Days. I did jump the gun on Dog Days a couple weeks ago.
Because Dog Days are in August, not in
what
July.
What did we celebrate?
Yeah, it can't be in July.
Canada Day. 4th of July.
Bastille Day.
Bastille Day. Something out of the
country.
Trump leaving for France.
We didn't
Canada
celebrate
Day,
much.
4th of July.
4th of July, Bastille Day.
Bastille Day.
Trump being out of the country.
Trump leaving for France.
Yeah, the Tour de France is going on
It
not
is.
Right now, they're sleeping now.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
like that.
It is a big, fantastic
yeah,
bike race.
The Tour de France is going on right
it
now.
It is televised.
And not right now, they're sleeping now, probably.
Watching
yeah.
a lot of it. It is a big, fantastic bike race, and it is televised.
I won't know the answers either. I can report there are no tall bikes
you might know all the
in this year's Tour de France.
I know nothing about this. You know a little bit about this.
I won't know the answers either.
It should, but that's another
issue. I can report there are no tall bikes. Go ahead.
Okay.
In this year's Tour de France.
I didn't think a race would have a tall bike in it, but okay.
It should,
it's
but
good,
that's
good to have that verified.
Issue we'll deal with.
It goes
go
on for 21 days, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, obviously, it's not 21 straight days.
Correct.
You know,
last
they
yesterday
race,
was
and then
an
they stop,
off day.
And they race,
just
and they stop.
Just as you
and occasionally they take
indicated.
A day off too. I think Mondays they take off.
Correct. Last yesterday was an off day, okay. just as you indicated.
Now, there's a whole lot of people riding their bikes
all throughout,
or whatever
yeah, all
bikes
throughout
have,
the region
down.
The into
streets,
the Alps,
throughout, well, it's not just
in,
France, it's
the
Belgium too, I believe.
Mountainous terrain.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, all throughout.
I actually started out in Germany this year. I think
the
they were
Alps,
in Luxembourg
in,
for a little bit,
mountainous
and Belgium.
And,
at the initial
I actually started
part,
out in Germany this year.
And then they spend the majority, I think, in France.
Luxembourg
yeah.
for a little bit,
well,
and
really
Belgium
cool
at the initial part. And then they spend the majority, I think, in France.
Well, it's just really cool to watch these the scenery unfolding as they're riding down these narrow streets, up mountains, all these people standing on the side, waving them on. I would think those people would be kind of annoying because they get awfully close to them sometimes. But it's all part of the event. And what they do is they go on for 21 days. Now, this is the part where I get confused because there are all these people, obviously, and I guess there are teams. And I'm not sure if the teams stay together, do the teams split up, and how do they add it up so that you know on the last day who is racing for the best time? Is it an individual racing for the best time? Is it a team racing for the best time?
Well, this tour is really, really close, actually.
It always seems to come down to a couple of seconds, even though they've been racing for 21 days.
But typically, all of those things matter, and all of those things are being
actually
calculated during the event
last week here.
So each individual rider can accrue points at various parts, and each day is called a stage. So it's also something
you
can win, like winning the stage, winning the day. And there's points, and each of those
is also
and you know there's
win.
I'm sorry,
winning the stage, winning.
So for each day, there's several winnings, like a first through
those,
fourth. You know, I don't think they go much further than that if you're fifth.
I'm sorry.
After
so for
each day,
after
there's
a certain number
winnings, like a first through fourth. You know, I don't think they go much further than that if you're fifth.
There's a couple
different categories.
After a certain number,
day,
fourth,
there's sprinting
what,
and there's
just explain what that is.
King
there's
of
a
the
couple
mountains.
Different
yes, people
categories
that are,
for the day,
the leaders on climbs
sprinting, and
because
there's
obviously elevation. King of the mountains.
King of the mountains.
Yes,
yeah, every day there's like
are,
three or four jerseys:
climbs,
the yellow, the green, the white, elevation. And the polka dot.
So wait, you can win in different.
Yeah.
Different areas.
Yeah, every day
that's
there's
the
like
the
three or four jerseys: right. the so yellow, now, the green, the white, and the polka dot.
The polka dot. That's the one I'd
I think.
Up with.
That's the.
King I think
of the
that's divvied up.
Okay. So now, what if you win more than one?
You
thing?
Either win the
you
sprint. I don't know. I don't know. I think maybe if you win,
think,
if you're the overall leader,
I
you'll keep the
up.
Yellow jersey. Even if you are the
you
sprinter
win the
for
sprint.
The day.
I don't know. I don't know. I
don't know about exactly how that works. They sort it out. There's a hierarchy of jerseys.
Even if you are the
like the yellow jersey is the overall leader.
But I don't know. About
anyway,
exactly
so each individual racer
they sort it out. There's
collecting
a, there's
points,
a hierarchy of jerseys,
but
it can come down to seconds, as you said, and they
leader.
Could win a stage.
Anyway,
and
so each individual
in
racer
points
is
individual,
collecting
and then
points,
each individual their points
it can come down
I guess,
to seconds,
are part
as you
of
said,
the team
and,
points.
And
I'm not exactly sure on those
be
details
head
either, but it's
individual.
And then each individual,
it's all, I guess,
their points,
designed
I guess,
to
are part of the team points. I'm not
to
exactly sure
allow
on those
you to be able to
either,
tell. Based on
it's all I guess
and
designed to
in certain intervals
to allow you to be able
to kind
to
of calculate how well a team
based
is doing.
On,
they
split
talk about all this stuff while
in
you're
certain intervals
while you're watching it.
Wow.
to kind of calculate how well a team is doing, and they talk about all this stuff while you're watching it.
Wow, it just seems overly complicated, for a bike race.
Banging your heads
to me, a bike race is who's ahead of whom. But when you do 21 days,
of about,
how many people enter this thing?
I think football.
I'd say 200
riders.
They fall off after a couple of weeks, and each team is about
a field of about,
and there were a lot of crashes this year.
They fall off
after
a couple of weeks,
and things like that.
Each team is about nine riders,
and there were a lot of crashes this year, so a lot of injuries and
yeah, it ends up being maybe about 100 or over 100 that actually make it, or like 150.
I'll call the herd a bit.
Yeah, it ends up being maybe about 100 or over 100 that actually make it. Or
so
like
the individual structure
so how many
is
people
one
are,
thing.
Is
like they're
a
vying
US
for
team,
points.
Is it
the
a corporate
caveat
team?
With that is
how many
the
teams
UCI,
per country?
Or,
how does that work?
I'm sorry.
Individual structure
the cycling league
is
closely
thing,
associated
like
with Olympic.
Vying for points. The
cycling.
The caveat with that is that
as far
UCI
as governing bodies.
Or, I'm sorry.
And
the
so
cycling
professional cyclists
associated with Olympic
have gone through some of the Olympic
as far as governing bodies.
And it's similar
and so professional
and they're
cyclists
related. So the teams
some of the Olympic competitions
right.
And it's similar
right.
And they're
so
they're related.
The teams
so
themselves
the teams
will
exactly
be associated in
how
that way. And so each rider on
right.
the team is actually associated
right.
with a country.
So the
teams
you could themselves
have a team that's based
that
like
so
Astana
each,
is
each
based
rider
in Kazakhstan.
On the team is actually associated
and,
with a country.
So you could yeah. have a team that's based like Astana is based in Kazakhstan.
Okay.
And
Astana is the name of the team.
Yeah.
Astana is
and
in
they're based
Kazakhstan.
In Kazakhstan. Okay.
Because I think it's the city. Okay.
So you're basically saying Kazakhstan is where Kazakhstan
correct.
Is.
Correct.
Astana is in Kazakhstan.
There's
I don't
others
know.
Like Sky, is which is named after a
okay,
cable
okay, so
company.
You're that's basically saying the team is named after a city.
No. So
correct.
The teams are structured
okay.
like that,
there's
but individuals
like
on the team
which
will be aligned with the country they represent.
That's
similar to the way Olympics.
So the teams are structured like that, but individuals on the team
cycling for
aligned
a country.
The country they represent. Similar to the way.
No,
Olympics,
that's my point. You know, individuals.
That's my point.
Are so, like, you have individuals doing
so
their
all
personal
the people
best.
On the team
you have
same country.
Individuals
no.
oh, that
God's
countries
sake, I
and possibly
it. That's my point.
Their
so,
cycling
like,
you have
for their
individuals
doing
their
point.
Personal best. You have individuals
their
distinguished
from countries
and possibly
from
their cycling
one or
another
country,
whether
at some
it's
point.
France
okay.
or. But so there's teams that are
they're distinguished
French,
on
or there
each
are teams
team
that are
being
from American
or country
or, and so
France
on. But they may have riders.
Is,
so there's
just
teams
like in football, soccer,
French, or
there
are
teams
get
that are
players from different countries playing for different clubs.
American
it's kind
or,
of a club system.
And so on,
but the
but they
sponsors
may have
and the teams
just
change
like
all the
football,
time. Every
soccer,
year it's different.
You get
sometimes
players
you
from
have different
countries
sponsors,
playing for different clubs.
It's kind of a club system. But the sponsors and the teams change all the time. Every
American
team
was
sponsored
by
Radio Shack at one point. The postal service and stuff
staying
for, that's right
for
so
a while.
They
like
were
the
sponsored for a set number of years
Radio
and then,
Shack at one point and then the postal service and
well,
stuff.
There's no more Radio Shack really
that's right so
they could have done all right
for a set number of
maybe
years
maybe if
they
spent
they
less time
really
sponsoring bike teams and more time selling electronics they'd still be around
yeah they could have done all right but
an observation there, that's all.
They tried. They
all
really,
right. Well, you know, it just seems really, really.
Yeah.
But,
it's,
but
it's
you know, they
a lot of
the rules. That's fine. But
a lot of formality.
You know,
I
try to look
of,
at the sport and
like
appreciate for what it is.
Yeah. It's,
for
it's
all of those
a lot
competitions
of,
over the year, and then
a lot of formality.
But
and
to appreciate
of,
the actual
like
sport, I mean, you don't really need to know all that stuff.
For all
and
of those
I would liken
competitions
it to
over the year, and
then
sports
like football, where
to appreciate the
there's a ton of rules. I don't even get the rules for football
all
the time, but
I can still like
appreciate it.
Sports,
in between
like
Super Bowl
commercials.
There's a ton of rules. I don't even get the rules for football all the time. But
I'm talking about American style.
Like appreciate
I'm talking about a Canadian style indoor.
We can't even agree on what word describes football. Or what
I'm
which,
talking about
which
American
football
style,
you're talking
sure.
about when you say football.
I'm talking about a Canadian style
no,
it,
it's,
oh, Canadian
it's fascinating
football.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But,
the indoor, yeah.
the Tour de France
right.
is
of course.
Road cycling.
Which has different
so
rules.
It's distinct in even
no, it's fascinating stuff, but
there's
the Tour de France is road cycling.
Yeah,
so
which is also an Olympic sport.
In even that
yeah, you
sport,
go around a velodrome.
As opposed to what, beach cycling?
Yeah, you're on a bike.
Cycling.
It's
track
a track
cycling.
Yeah, which is also an Olympic
that's
sport.
That's right.
That's what, just going around in circles?
Yeah, you go around a velodrome.
But it's still on a bike, right? It's
yeah,
still
you're
the
on
same...
a bike. It's a track bicycle.
It's a different bike, of course.
You know there's
bike,
a
course,
velodrome
right.
in New York City?
Wow. All right. You know, so specialized. So, but, you know, I think this is kind of interesting. You raised a point, though.
Oh, you know there's a man. Velodrome in New York City?
Well, I was going to mention a domestic version so, of the Tour de France that you did some research and discovered something.
I know what you're
startling.
Talking about. Man.
Yeah, this is, folks, get ready. Yeah. Sit down if you're not sitting down already.
So,
and since most folks stand and yell at the radio while we're on, I know what I'm talking to people that need to sit down. Yeah, yeah. The Tour de France, now this happens once a year.
That's
it takes
true.
Place 21 days.
They
and
were
it's amazing.
Going to bring
it's like one of a kind. But why not have something like that?
And there are
States.
Similar rides like the Tour
That's
of
true.
California.
It's true. They,
but,
they were going to bring.
The U.S. never really had a national ride.
Spectacular.
Because it's a really, really big country, for one thing.
Like the Tour of California. But
long story, really, really
the U.S.
long.
Never really had a national
in,
right,
it's a
right.
really, really big country, for one thing. And long story, really, really long.
The
in,
gentleman,
1989.
You might be familiar with him.
Donald Trump.
The gentleman.
He put his name on
with him,
a bicycling event.
Donald Trump.
Oh, boy.
So what was it called? It was
he called
he put
Tour
his name
de Trump
on
a bicycle.
Yeah, and his no.
He put his name
you can
on
look
it.
It
so
up.
What was it called?
It's actually it was called Tour de Trump.
Oh no, it
yeah.
no,
yeah,
it wasn't.
And his no. You can look it up. It's actually
you told me he was involved. He didn't
because,
tell me that.
Tour he basically
Trump.
Got out of
yeah.
the name.
If I go to Wikipedia now and type in Tour de Trump,
I guess his initial reaction was that
it's
he would be lambasted. You know, he'd be raked over the coals.
He basically got out of
media
it after
once
a year
they found out he put his name
and
on it.
I guess his initial
was
reaction was that
spookily like
would be
a lot
lambasted.
Of the stuff that
he'd be.
He
deals with or
in the media
you know,
once they found out he put his name on
creature of habit. It's the same MO.
Spookily like a lot of the stuff that he
puts his name on it
or,
and then
he
gave it to
the
illustrious
habit. It's
chemical
the same MO.
Supply
holds on to something for a little while until it starts falling apart
yeah,
then disowns
DuPont.
It.
Puts his
Moore.
Name on it and then gave it to the
it
illustrious
was DuPont
chemical
after
supply
that. Manufacturer.
That's right.
And it was held in the
Moore.
East Coast, held
so
in Virginia.
So is it Tour de DuPont after that?
It was Tour DuPont after
Tour
that.
Tour DuPont, because I already have the do.
That's right. And it was
wow,
held in the East Coast, held in Virginia.
Wait, is that even grammatically correct? Because in French, Tour de France means the Tour of France.
Right.
But if you go Tour DuPont, and DuPont is already called DuPont,
French
aren't
grammar,
you just saying
it's so
Tour
early.
DuPont, not without...
So the, early in, you know in the afternoon.
It shouldn't be Tour du DuPont.
you French could grammar. Be right.
So early.
Yes. So I
so
saw
early.
A banner.
You have 10 minutes
afternoon.
To solve the problem.
I think they want to play on... they wanted to play
could
on
be right.
Their name. But
so
I think,
saw a banner and
Tour
it was
de Trump was what.
Yeah, well, I don't expect
I think
them
they
to
want
be
to play on
his
play on
name.
The,
their name
worked out to be
but
when he first
think,
took over for that
Tour
first
de
I think
Trump
2 years
they
what,
did it.
He was.
It was funny. His name worked out to be when he first took over for that first. I think. Two
yeah, I'm sorry
years
to linger
well,
on
okay.
it. The only
this
other
is,
stuff
I mean,
I
was going to
mention
a whole hour
so
talking
all
about
cool
this, but
technology
it's
they
it's
use,
fascinating.
It really
it's interesting. You've been watching this, and I'm
how,
drawn into it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to
that's the one thing I really got.
The only other stuff I was going to mention was all the cool technology they use
and the ability to video stuff like.
How,
showing
a
rider
that, that's the
end,
one thing I really got
they're right by the finish line for the day
and,
showing him what that's like
the ability to video
with a
stuff,
phone
like
doing a time lapse or showing
a
video or
end,
even like virtual
right
reality
right by the finish line for the day
these are the kind
showing
of
him what that's like
I think with a phone like
the
doing a
training methods they're moving towards
or even like
given the scrutiny
reality.
Over doping
these are the kind of
I don't know they're probably still doing drugs but I don't know that
the training methods
in any event
towards
I don't know that
over doping
but
know, they're probably still doing
anyway
drugs,
it,
I don't know that.
The hope is I guess they're embracing any of these like technology I don't know that
maybe getting off all
but,
the drugs but who knows
anyway
the hope is I
so
guess
I've been fascinated by that there's a lot of
like
technology cool uses of
and maybe
off the
getting
shelf
off
stuff
all
and,
the drugs but
and custom
anyway
really crazy
so I've been fascinated by that there's a lot of cool uses of off the shelf stuff and custom, really crazy bike stuff. So it's neat.
And you know, while you might not be in the Tour de France,
yeah,
I doubt very many
s-
people who are in it are listening to
you
us now.
You can do seated aerobics
but,
while you watch the Tour
you can still get out there and pedal away and have the time of your life.
Yeah, you can. Do
more people are doing it
no,
than
you can
no,
do seated
they
aerobics
do the, like,
while you watch the Tour de France.
The, senior citizen.
What's that? That's like some kind of virtual reality thing.
No, No, that's what they do. I think in the, like, that,
wow.
In the getting seniors and using retirement homes.
Well, why can't senior citizens use virtual reality? I think that would actually be a good thing.
Wow. Getting seniors using augmented or like virtual reality.
They have him in a room. Wow. But you know what? The virtual reality for like
I'm convinced
old folks
that's
would be
the guy
like,
in the White House. That's what he's
you know,
doing
like
right
getting
now,
creamer and you know, like
they have him in a room with your tea or something.
But you know what? The virtual reality for like old folks would be like, you know, like getting creamer and you know, like lemon with your tea or something.
Okay, let me just stop you right there because while we might not have Tour de France people listening, we do have a sizable.
No, you're right. You're right. Why would I?
And they could be down here in 2 to 4 hours. And no, seriously.
No,
and
actually,
have,
they would be. They would be hooked up.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Why would I?
I would not make any coffee and creamer jokes.
In all the high tech.
No, actually, they would be. They would be hooked up.
Films, and I could see that being really helpful.
In all the,
with robotics and AI
everything.
And all the exciting films, and I could see that being crazy,
really helpful
advances with
robotics and AI
and
all the
exciting
machines keep us company and interact with our
advances.
Did you see the story about the security robot that fell in the water feature?
Machines keep us company and interact with our lives.
Actually, I started getting ads for the company that makes the robot when I was using.
I saw a robot killed itself.
But
yeah,
I had seen that.
What's that all about?
I started getting ads
around
for the
social
company
media
that makes
the
robot.
The news,
when
I
was using
but basically, it's this company
but
called
I had seen that,
Nightscope or something like that. Something
that sounds like a flashlight. But
basically,
or, you know,
it's this company called Nightscope.
Yeah, some like mall. Yeah,
like
I don't
know. Anyway,
something
the thing
that sounds like a flashlight.
Apparently, like was patrolling.
Maybe they should have stuck
these things are pretty advanced. It looks like a Dalek or like R2-D2 kind of like its cousin or something.
Like, was
they're fascinating.
These things
they
are pretty
really
advanced.
Do. They have 360-degree
like
cameras.
Like
if you think about
R2-D2
it, it's
kind
really
of like
creepy.
Its cousin or something.
They
could
sense all these
and they
things.
They really do. They have
you
360-degree cameras.
Necessarily have
if
countermeasures
it,
for
really
all the things it can sense. And
they could sense
it might look
innocuous
you enough.
Necessarily
and you might laugh, oh, it's just basically a flashlight on wheels.
It might look innocuous.
Pre-recorded messages it barks at me, but
things
and
like infrared
laugh,
and
oh,
like
it's
other
just basically
forms
a
of
flashlight
sensing.
On wheels,
gonna,
and then of course,
you know,
360-degree cameras with
messages it barks at
any
me,
kind of back-end
like infrared
facial
and
recognition
like
is
forms
that's
of
pretty
sensing.
Complex.
And then of course, 360-degree cameras with any kind of back-end like facial recognition is that's pretty complex.
Yeah. Well, I saw a picture of this thing keeled over.
It was on patrol in D.C.,
like
I think
that.
Somewhere
just,
in Washington, D.C.
It was
D.
both sad and funny, but what exactly happened? It just kind of
also
like
been deployed
ended its
in other parts
life?
Of the country,
but
basically
it
was
in
this area
in
that had
D.C.
a water feature with steps.
Also been deployed in
given
other parts
that it's
of the country,
on wheels.
Basically, it
wasn't able to
in
negotiate
area
steps,
had
essentially.
A water feature with steps.
Yeah, and it didn't have a boundary. It didn't have any kind of
wheels,
way of sensing that
it,
was
it wasn't
not
able
to
negotiate
to
the steps.
Near the steps.
And,
so when
and no one thought of this.
Went
yeah,
over
it
them,
didn't
it was
have a boundary,
unable to
it didn't have
recover
any
and
kind
of way of sensing that it was not
got
supposed to go.
I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't want to, you know, make people feel like we were ignoring them.
Look at all the phone calls we're getting. We're not even asking for phone calls.
Got soaked. This I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't want to, you know, make people
we
feel
see you.
Like
we know what you're doing.
Yeah, see, that's the phone line that you're supposed to have in the radio station, the one that doesn't make noise.
It's,
and
it's
we can
one of those days.
On
we're not, we see you. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, we know
not
you're
to
calling
be,
in, and you're welcome to do that, but you can't disturb us anymore. You can't make the phone ring.
It's one of those days.
The phone is in a different room now.
We're not to be... Not to be toiled with.
I like it this way. 631-632-WUSB is our phone number. 631-632-9872. If you have something to say or add. Let's get through a couple other things. Speaking of robots, this is kind of...
I don't know.
This is a headline I saw
to.
That
talking
kind
about.
Of just made me a little apprehensive, I guess. And tell me if you react the same way,
know.
Kyle.
I don't know what you're talking to.
I'm
talking about.
Well, you haven't seen this. I'm going to read the headline. Tell me what you think initially. Google robot produces 1 million mosquitoes a week to release into wild. Now, doesn't that just sort of bother you a little bit? Like, why? Why
I bet it's because they're sterile.
First of all, Google robot, and how is it producing mosquitoes? And why is it releasing 1 million mosquitoes a week into the wild?
I bet it's because they're sterile mosquitoes. All
these insects. Okay, wise guy. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But, you know, my initial feeling was, wow, Google's gone insane, and they're releasing all these insects into the wild as some kind of retribution for something we did to annoy them.
What is that a template
and that,
for?
That day may not
That's
be now, but that
for,
day will
for
come.
Putting down an uprising of some sort. Yeah, that I mean, what is that a template for?
Well, okay, yeah.
That's a template for putting down an uprising of some sort.
They say the exercise is part of a mission to curb growth of disease by controlling populations of the insects.
That's right.
Now, how do you control populations of the insects by releasing a million of them a week? Well, the mosquitoes are male. They won't bite anyone, just like males of all species won't bite anyone. They're also sterile, so they can't breed. Yeah. The company is called Verily. They're the health division of Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google. I assume everybody knows these things. They created the machine which breeds the mosquitoes, selects the males, and infects them with a bacteria called Wolbachia, which prevents them from breeding. The bacteria is deemed harmless to humans and other animals. Now, once the swarms are released into the environment where they compete with and hopefully outnumber fertile male mosquitoes, leading the wild females to breed unsuccessfully. So over the next 20 weeks, the plan is to release 20 million of these mosquitoes.
Yeah. Wow, that is really
Zika,
fascinating.
Yellow, dengue fever,
I don't know whether to be afraid or whether to
that is
to marvel is really at our ability to try
whether to be afraid or
capture
whether to
exploit
marvel at our
biotechnology
to,
in this way
to try at least to capture the or exploit biotechnology
I'm,
in this way.
I'm going to be a little afraid because whenever you see a headline that starts with Google robots and releasing a million mosquitoes a week, I don't know, they're on our side now. What happens though when Google becomes the enemy? All right, and what happens when they start releasing the mosquitoes that have
control.
The viruses that can kill us? Because, you know, we're not using their search engine enough. I don't know, something
what
like that could happen.
What about when it's human population control?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Google robot won't be your friend then.
Yeah.
Think about that. All right, you want to take some phone calls? I want to talk about healthcare
a
little
bit. We can wait.
We can let our listeners speak because we've been speaking a lot lately and complaining
and
all sorts of other things like
we can wait to make our decision about healthcare.
You know everyone's going to hang up as soon as I start picking up phones, though.
Yeah, pick it up.
631-632-9872. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
I guess the reason I'm calling is, partly is because I think there's been a delay going on. I think you guys have been in delay this whole time, and there's like this echo that's going on the stream. Kind of hard to pay attention to what you're saying. I love what you guys say, but
the echo on the stream. Wow. Well, we don't hear the echo here, and I don't know what could be. You're right. We are in delay. That's how we're able to take phone calls. But I don't know why there's a delay. Why there's an echo?
That must be
heard from like two different streams. It's like the real time is bleeding in with the delay.
This is just what
that must
be going
on, and plus the delay.
So that means everybody listening to us online is even more annoyed than they usually are.
Misconfiguration on our end.
This is probably
one of those days.
Yeah, it's one of those days for sure. It's one of those days. We apologize.
So that's a misconfiguration on our end.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do from here to affect that.
I mean,
but that's something that
will
have to
USB all radio here is classified as such, but not specifically. Not specifically during this program.
At WSB all. All radio here is
make you
is classified as such,
think
but
that
not
well,
specifically. Not specifically
normal
during this program. Where we
everybody's calling to say you make no sense because
think that
that's probably why so many people are calling.
Overlapping,
to say, you guys
what would that
sound
be?
Crazy.
It's like everybody's calling to say you make no sense because you're overlapping. I don't know what would that be. That's
That's sort of feeding in. I mean, we can make that effect happen. You know, if we made that effect, I can press this
crazy
button right now. And there'll be several of us. I can do that. I know how to do that.
I mean, we can make
but
that
imagine
happen.
How crazy you know, this sounds
did,
now
that
to
that
the
effect.
People listening
right
online because
be
several of there are so many.
Crazy.
Yeah, but then I can stop it. You see? Now, caller, we speak to you on the phone. Do you hear just one of us?
I just hear it normally. But on the radio, there's this massive delay.
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, hopefully it's not going out over the... Well, actually, I can monitor the airwaves, and it's definitely not that way on our air signal. So hopefully it's just a online thing, and the archive. Not that anybody will be able to hear this, but the archive will hopefully have the right version.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting us know.
That's cool. Thank you.
All right, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maine.
Maine. Okay, great.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for letting
us know. Listen every week.
Keep all right, thanks. Thanks for listening, and stay cool up there. Let's take another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Good evening, Off the Wall. I'm calling to tell you that the delay function is very badly broken on the net streams. It has
yes.
been at the beginning of the show.
We've heard this, Bobson, from Bulgaria, and we're sorry about that. But there's nothing we can do about it because apparently it's out of our control. I don't know what's feeding the signal going down
we just need
into the internet.
We just need to talk to
we're doing everything
one other person who's listening over
the
FM.
FM is working over there.
Method.
We just see what they're hearing.
One other person who's listening.
Well, right, out of the board, FM, but I mean, if it's misconfigured
method,
down further
see
down,
what they're hearing.
No, we can hear that ourselves. We do get the station.
Well, right, out of the board, but I mean, if it's
well,
misconfigured
if
down further down,
maybe you could.
You know what? I just hope that our copy of this that we're recording here locally isn't corrupted as well, because if that's the case, there'll be no record of the show anywhere. Okay, yeah,
well,
think about that.
Well, the corrupted show, I don't know. It's really nearly impossible to listen to.
Wow. Okay, well, we appreciate, I'm sure this is another person calling to say the exact same thing. We appreciate the critique.
We'll do anything for
I
a call.
I think that's what people have been calling for the last 40 minutes or so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, maybe so, to tell us how bad we sound.
We'll do anything for a call.
All right, well, thanks, Bobson. Good hearing from you, as always. Let's hear from this person. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're getting it off the air. I'm listening to you on my radio, FM antenna, the Bayshore, and I'm trying to get through for about 20 minutes. But, yeah, it's coming over the air, too.
Really? It's coming over the air as well? It's not coming over the air that way? Wow. Okay. That's very strange.
It's like an echo, and you're talking, both of you are talking at the same time. It's like, you know, about a three-second delay.
Wow. Oh, you know what it is? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Tell me if it goes away now. I had a button pressed on Kyle's mic.
I had to go out of the room there.
Oh, it's my. You're going to blame it on me.
Did I fix it? There was a button that I just saw that was on. I might have fixed it.
I think you did.
Oh, my God.
I think you did.
Oh, boy. My fault. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I had program press at the same time as audition. You can do that on these new boards.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, but you know, whenever I went over to air to check our signal, I didn't hear it. So that's why I thought we were okay.
Ouch.
Nah, it was over the air.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, this will be an interesting show to have archived. My apologies. Again, this is what happens when you lock people out of the building for 20 minutes before the show. They get flustered and they don't check every single button.
So while
I accept responsibility, I blame Stony Brook incompetence once more.
I would totally blame them. That's why I didn't go there 40 years ago.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Well,
okay,
let's recap. We got to recap
everything. Thank you for that. And
we talked about the weather.
There's no way we can fix this.
We talked about
we can't fix the archive because it's going to sound like that everywhere.
It's going to sound. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, it's weird because your microphone. Was on in both delay and non-delay, but that would mean that only when we were talking would it show up, and especially when you were talking, it would show up in both at once. But why we couldn't hear that? That's the thing that really kind of messes with my mind here.
Wow! So I sounded like an especially spaced out space cadet,
something like that. But what we're learning with the new board. We're learning that we can't hear that when that happens for some reason.
This isn't even the new board. This is the old new.
Yeah, it's the old new board. But the thing is, you know, there's so many lights on here that's just one I happen to miss, unfortunately.
See, that's why I like to turn the lights down like this.
Yeah, you know, when you turn the actual lights down, then you can see things.
Right, but then
better.
You can't read.
Okay, well, you know, we still have 12 minutes left. Well, we were talking about Tour de France, you know, and how cool it was, and...
Yeah, we just discussed the scoring.
We were complaining about the phone ringing. We threw the phone out of the room. There was that.
The phone's gone.
That's gone. That must sound really cool.
Healthcare.
In delay.
Yeah.
Would anybody like to call us now that we can hear you or that you can hear us? You can do that, 631-632-9872.
Yeah. Let us know what parts you might have heard, anything that's on your mind, any opinions about past shows, maybe a comment you've been meaning
to respond to or that we requested. Maybe you can tell us your predictions for the next weeks and months, maybe several months. Maybe there's some local issues that are affecting your community, local politics.
So you can tell we're sounding fine because nobody's calling.
Yeah. I voted in the primary for the elections in Seattle.
Did you? You got your mail-in ballot.
Yeah, you can do that.
Wow.
It's a good thing.
Well, and, you know, this is probably the worst show we've ever done because...
Probably going to be back there, too.
What we're hearing doesn't correspond to what went out of the air. We apologize for that.
Don't give up.
Yeah. If there's a way we can repair it, we would, but I don't see how we can. Unless it's some newfangled technology that can erase the audio that repeated and apparently was repeating over itself.
That's a serious audio filter.
I just want to know why whenever I checked, I didn't hear it. That's the thing. I was checking the live air feed and it wasn't happening. So
because you were checking them individually and it was on both or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, let's take some phone calls since we're getting some. Good evening. You're on Off the Wall.
Oh, man, guys. Today was an awful show.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I didn't hear anything. Yeah, it was hilarious, honestly. But, as soon as you gave up the echo on Kyle's mic, everything came back. That was really nice.
Only because I saw a dim little red light that was on in a place it shouldn't have been on. And because I was so flustered coming into this place, which, by the way, in case that didn't come over, we got locked out of the building, even though we bought cards that allow us to get into the building because Stony Brook won't program the cards properly.
They won't schedule them.
And
properly.
So instead of having all this time to prepare, we had to rush to get on the air, and this is what happens. And then the audible phone started ringing and made us even more flustered. And I guess what today can be is a lesson in how not to do radio.
Yeah, don't ever have a show like this.
Yeah.
Don't put the phone in the hallway, right? Don't exile the thing.
Oh, no, we did. Phone belongs in the hallway because that's not the phone we're talking to you
on. That's a separate phone.
That's the phone that's to annoy people and to distract them when they're talking.
We stand by that. That actually is probably the most productive thing we've done.
Yeah, you see, we need to program the phone to turn off when the microphone is on, which, you know, old phones, we could do that. New phones, it takes a lot of work to do that, and we haven't done it yet. When we do that, then that phone can be let back in.
It's a soft phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just real quick, though. The cards that they're getting you to get into the building, is that RFID?
What would you say?
It's a form of like a electronic access control.
Uh-huh.
It's like a touch thing, right?
You hold it up to the little red light, and it's supposed to turn green, and the door's supposed to open, and instead it just beeps.
Oh man, that's really interesting. You should look in to see if you can copy the codes off those cards. I mean, maybe you
Well, the codes don't work. That's the problem. We just have more useless cards.
Yeah, it's not that. It's the scheduling for the system. But that's a good idea. Maybe a janitor will let us tinker with their card or something.
What happens is at the end of a semester, they deprogram all the cards thinking that we're all students, which we're not. And the radio station goes on 24/7. So it's a real problem. We've had people standing outside for hours. And it really needs to be fixed.
It's like the back end, the database that controls it is where we're disagreeing.
Yeah.
At my university, they leave all of the codes in the system and they kind of get expunged according to weird schedules. So you could not be a student for 3 years and your code still works. And you can copy people's cards numbers very easily through RFID because it's really low security and they've put them in all of the swipe access to all of the buildings.
That's kind of the point that I was making when we started talking about this. I don't know if it's discernible, but yeah, that's exactly it. That most of this, it's in place and it is capable, but you have to use these systems the right way. Otherwise, you can end up putting all your faith in something that actually is just kind of for show. You know, just really it looks like security. So.
The creepy thing is I've talked to the people at the university in the card center, and they know that it's extremely vulnerable, and it's just kind of sitting there.
Wow. That's your university, not ours, right?
Yeah. I won't tell you where I am.
Okay. Well, we won't tell you where we are either, so we're safe. All right, listen, thanks for your call.
Appreciate your thoughts. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, you know, I think, you know, those truly dedicated listeners, might be able to discern what we were saying in the first two-thirds of the show. And maybe we could... come on, hackers. There's got to be a way to figure out how to draw out the audio of what we were saying all that time. This is so embarrassing. But, you know, it's also... I feel the same way I felt... Well, I don't feel this way, but maybe other people might feel this way. Remember when Steve Harvey gave out the wrong Miss Universe name? And during the... the
somehow,
Academy
yeah.
Awards, the wrong yes. film. The wrong film got the award. You know, people screw up all the time. And when you hear somebody else do it, you realize that nothing you do in your life is that bad because it could happen to anybody. All right. And I'll take the blame for this one. And I'll always have this show to remind me of my fallibility and not looking for the little dim light that is on that shouldn't be on. Life can be like that.
It's good that you've forgiven yourself already.
I've forgiven myself right away. Yeah, I figure forgiveness is important.
You know, the first thing I was saying, I was thinking this, I wanted to say when you were so frustrated when we got in here, was that we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves.
Okay.
Now I'm glad I didn't say that.
Yeah, because now we should be hard on ourselves.
We should have been a little harder on ourselves. But, you know, it's a fragile thing.
You know, the old board, let me just say this, and this won't mean much to people who don't work with radio or know what the board looks like, but we had two channels on the old board. It could either be in program or edition. It couldn't be in both. This new board, it can be in both. Now, there are advantages to that. What we saw today was the disadvantage of that, because audition is the channel that is used in delay. Program is the channel that's used for live. So what happens with delay, audition feeds into program, comes out on the delay channel in program. But what I had was your microphone in both program and audition at the same time. And I don't even know what was going on. It's going to sound so terrible.
It's going to be but me saying stuff live and then me, if, whatever I said, 7 seconds later.
And then more and
for
more.
For like 45 minutes.
I think it built upon itself.
Oh,
but
wow.
If this was a Negative Land album, it would win an award. All right. So let's just consider that before we're quick to judge. And maybe, you know, some of the hateful, spiteful, nasty things I said won't come out.
I wonder if we broke something.
We broke a record, that's for sure.
Like, did we damage anything? Like,
Look, I've been doing radio here since the 70s, all right?
How
so
piercing.
I'm just hoping some new person coming on the air for the first time, worried about how they sound, will look at this show and realize, I can do better than that. And I'm just starting. And maybe that'll be a good shot in the arm for them.
If it stacked up and started overlapping, it probably got, like, maybe high pitch, low pitch? I don't know.
We didn't get to talk about healthcare. Let me just say quickly, healthcare reform or repeal.
I need repeal like I need a
hole
in my head.
It's dead. It's gone. It's finished. I don't know if they're ever going to give up on this. They're just going to keep trying to repeal or replace or do as much harm as they possibly can. What we need to do is work on improving. Work on that together, get to single payer, and now's a good time to start that conversation. Do you think we're actually going to get that started?
Well, the conversation, maybe. Steps towards it functionally, that's a real long shot. But one thing I am noticing is that the insurers are stepping up. They're definitely speaking truth to power. They have to. They always have been. But... their opinions in this are loud, and I think as the insured, we should be equally as vocal and collaborate with powerful entities like that, so that we've them on our side as we're building, you know, the kind of coverage we want.
Well, I wish we could talk about this more, but we are out of time. And again, apologies for the dreadful way we sounded at the beginning of the show. We will take steps so that doesn't happen again. Something else will happen, no doubt, but not that. So write to us with your feedback and ways we can improve. OTW@2600.com. We'll spend the week reading all those letters, and we'll be back again, hopefully, unless we're kicked off the premises, next week at the same time. Good night.
The pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our name. We'll be right back.
for oil. Not in our name. We invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
Johnson, is Megan there?
Sure. Follow me. The kids are in the kitchen making sandwiches.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Megan. Hey, Megan.
Yeah?
You're a total freak. God, you're ugly. And dumb. Oh, and your makeup makes you look like a tramp. Tommy Morris told me you guys made out.
Oh my God.
Everybody knows. The whole school knows. He said your breath smelled like garbage. And that dress is totally hideous. You look like a big fat clown. Disgusting. Oh, and by the way, nice zit.
If you wouldn't say it in person, why say it online? Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer. Or a tracking device. Or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team. A cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
McGruff the Crime Dog here with my nephew Scruff. Here's the address for my new free comic activity book.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
It shows kids what to know about guns and drugs and bullies and strangers. And it's got games and puzzles, too. Write it down now.
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
More than 30,000 people have cystic fibrosis. This deadly disease affects both the lungs and esophagus, causing the mucus lining of the lungs and esophagus to become thicker. This makes it harder to move. Scientists currently know very little about cystic fibrosis and even less about a cure. Making a donation of any size could save a life. Please visit www.cff.org or call 1-800-344-4823.
Stately clock as it stands against the wall like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer showers.
Okay, so we're hearing, of course, we're hearing Mr. Frank Sinatra here in the background, Night and Day. And that can only mean one thing, besides Frank Sinatra's Back from the Dead. And that's that Raj Tony is with us. Raj, let's do a little mic check. Raj, how you doing?
Hey, Finn.
How you doing?
I'm doing.
So Raj, of course, is from the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, one of our most favorite places of all the places. And just always do great work over there. And Raj has been working there 100 years now, and he loves it.
Just I've had a great time. And actually, you're a close friend of mine, and speaking of Sinatra, we still have to do that Sinatra show.
We'll still do it. It's still coming. A little editing and a little time, you know? That's.
I don't know for your audience out there that Finn and I have taken a couple of trips to Hoboken now to backtrack the life of
One was a bit of a disaster, and one was great.
Right, but we still had good food along the way.
We still had good food. That's right. We looked at all the places that used to be there when Sinatra was there.
That's right. It was a wonderful experience.
That's right. So what do you got to tell us? Something's coming up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about an event that I'm really excited about. As you know, Jonathan Demme, the filmmaker who just left us recently, he's made so many notable films like Married to the Mob, Silence of the Lambs, Philadelphia, Rachel Getting Married, and we're doing a tribute to him. He was born in Baldwin, and he, of course, one of his greatest films was the live concert film Stop Making Sense, which showcased the Talking Heads.
Right.
And we're showing it tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., and we're also going to feature an exclusive recorded Q&A with Jonathan Demme himself, David Byrne, and Janet Maslin. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what time is that screening?
So it's 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. Tickets are actually moving pretty well. I'd love to see a lot of support out there for Jonathan Demme as a filmmaker. We're going to have a discussion as well. So it's going to be a really nice evening. And also, Stop Making Sense is one of the best concert films ever made, let's be honest.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great movie. It's beautifully done. And you know, it got so much airplay there for a long time that it kind of got a little burned out, but I got to tell you, it's fresh on the. You know what I mean?
I know people, what you mean. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those movies that comes back every now and then, and people love to go see it on the big screen. It's just
exactly, and it's got that great big screen presence that just really can't be topped. It's just it's great.
Yeah.
So you've been doing these little series periodically, right, you guys?
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of music series. We always try out different genres. You know, for example, we have a lot of horror movie Friday nights lately. We're doing a Sleepaway Camp series with Sleepaway 1, 2, and 3. And actually, one of the actresses from the film is going to be there this Friday night. Shout out to Retro Picture Show, who put those on 35mm reel.
So, oh, great.
Yeah, we're always doing some quirky stuff.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
So it's 7:30 tomorrow night, Cinema Arts Center in Huntington.
That's right. Stop Making Sense.
Talking Heads film, one of the great films, certainly one of the great music live concert films ever.
Definitely. We're paying tribute to Jonathan Demme, filmmaker who just left us recently. He was born in Baldwin, New York, so come out and support a local Long Island filmmaker. And yeah, it's just going to be a great time. And we serve beer and wine in the cafe now.
Beer and wine in the cafe. Maybe I'll go.
Which is more. Well, it's more of a reason to have a great experience. Obviously, you know, you don't have to sneak it in anymore.